This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said, during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand yesterday. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours to at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. The government has said that despite global uncertainties affecting the Strait of Hormuz, 100% supply is being maintained for domestic LPG, PNG and CNG in the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has assured that adequate stocks of petrol, diesel and LPG are available across the country and no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships. The ministry said that online LPG bookings have increased to 98%. It highlighted that the 5-kilogram free trade LPG cylinders worth more than 14 lakh rupees have been sold since 23rd of last month to support migrant workers. It further noted that over 4 lakh PNG connections have been activated since March, with nearly 4.88 lakh more consumers registering for new connections. The ministry said that a total of over 1,31,000 metric tons of commercial LPG has been sold since 14th of last month. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madhatukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held public meetings in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. Uzbekistan's Yavohir Sindarov booked the title clash against the world champion yesterday. Indian chess grandmaster D. Gukesh, after securing the International Chess Federation candidate's title in the open section after drawing his round 13 match up against Dutch Anish Giri in Cyprus. Sindarov drew the match against Giri with black pieces. The Uzbekistan chess player won the title unbeaten with a round to spare, and the clash for the world championship will be held later this year. Sindarov will now face reigning world champion Gukesh Domaraju later this year. Both players are 20, making it the youngest world championship match in history. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs to record their second consecutive victory at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai yesterday. After putting on 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, CSK restricted KKR to 160 runs with 7 wickets. Roman Powell and Ramandeep Singh fought well with valiant knockouts but could not avert a defeat despite a 63-run stand. Earlier, Sanju Samson and Deval Brevis made useful contributions as Chennai Super Kings crossed 190. And that is the end of this news bulletin.